We're talking today with Extension Livestock Market Economist Dr. Daryl Peel. Daryl, just out USDA with a regular monthly cattle on feed report. These reports seemingly are starting to show more and more cattle being placed into our feedlots, and the on-feed numbers starting to creep up a little bit. What about this latest report?
Well, I think that's generally the pattern we're seeing. This report, in many ways, is very similar to the report a month ago, with a relatively large placement number, a pretty strong marketing number continuing. But yet, despite that, we are beginning to see these on-feed inventories beginning to grow, and I think that's the inevitable conclusion or expectation, if you will, of the environment we're in. We've been in herd expansion now for about 3 years, and so we're beginning to see those numbers accumulate as we go through the system.
Let's talk about maybe first of all those placement numbers. I think what the report overall was saying, about 12% above a comparable month a year ago.
They were. It was up about 12%. And that's, that is a big May placement number. I think you have to go back to 2007 to find one. It's a little bit higher than it was in 2012. So, it's the largest placement number we've had in a number of years.
Anything, you really drawing any conclusions from that big of a placement number?
Well, again, I don't think it's a surprise in one sense. It's part of this general trend. Short term, we've been trying to figure out the timing this spring with graze out, with some dry conditions in some places, other things, and we had a bigger than expected April placement number. This number comes in a little bit bigger than expected, although it wasn't really out of the range of expectations for the whole range. So it's part of an overall pattern here. I don't read too much into it beyond that. And if you look at the weight breakdowns in this placements, actually the biggest increase was in the lightest weight category. So placements under 700 pounds were up significantly. 700 to 800 pounds were up somewhat, and the placements over 800 pounds were actually down from a year ago.
Do you think some of this may be, the feedlot operators making money on their closeouts, a little more aggressive and going ahead and filling the pens up?
Oh, absolutely. I think feedlots have a tremendous incentive to feed cattle now. They have an incentive to move cattle, turn them over quicker. They've had opportunities with profitability and opportunities to reach out there. So, it's more placements. They're more willing to place these cattle, but they're also moving them through. So we're not backing them up in the feedlot. And as long as that continues, we actually are in pretty good shape to move through these growing supplies, which are kind of inevitable. We're probably going to see increased feeder cattle supplies out into 2019 at this point. So, what we're doing now is what you would expect to happen. And really it's going about in the best possible way to handle those larger numbers.
Overall, are you thinking that we are still pretty current?
I do think we're pretty current. Obviously on the weight side, the payoff to the aggressive marketings we've had the last few months, we've pulled those weights down. They have turned seasonally now. They're starting to increase here as they usually do this time of the year, but they're still significantly below this time last year, and I think that will continue. As long as we continue this rapid turnover rate in the feedlots, we'll hold these weights down. That's offsetting part of the bigger numbers that are coming out in terms of ultimately of slaughter. And so, even though beef production will be higher year over year, we're managing that in pretty good shape. And I do think we're pretty current and continuing to move these cattle through the system pretty well.
A week ago, we were above that $30 mark on the Choice Select spread. It's come off of that rather, substantially this week. I know that was another indicator as much as anything that we do have good beef demand, and that's one of those incentives you're talking about of moving cattle through the system.
It really is, and in fact, it's been pointed out that, basically everybody in the beef industry has been making money recently. Packer margins have been pretty good. Feedlot margins have been excellent, and all the way down the system, to the cow-calf level. And that's rare in this industry with all the dynamics that are typical of this industry for everybody to be making money at the same time. But it really is a testament to what happens when you have good demand pulling the whole system along. It's much easier for that to happen. And so the Choice select spread, I think, has been an indicator of strong demand. The retail prices, both in an absolute sense, holding up pretty well, actually increasing in some cases, but also beef prices relative to pork and poultry in the face of large supplies of all of those meats have held up very well. And so strong demand makes the whole system work much easier and much smoother.
I guess what the export story, obviously the China aspect is just kind of the hope down the road, but the reality is we've had really a good export year so far.
We have had. I think it's a combination of domestic demand and international demand that has pulled this industry along. And those exports will be an important key as we go forward. Really, trade in general. It's not just exports, but the combination of exports and imports are an important part of this as we go forward. Not only in terms of the total tonnage of product that moves in those trade markets, but also the sort of balancing of products that go on there and so on. China is a market that I think has tremendous potential over time to be a very important addition to the portfolio of international markets for U.S. beef. I don't think that starts immediately. I think this is a work in progress for the foreseeable future. But it's important that we reach the point where we finally have started that process and we can see how it plays out here over the next few weeks and months and maybe years.
On the import side, does it really matter very much that we've cut off for the time being fresh beef from Brazil?
It really doesn't in the grand scheme of things. Brazil is not a major source of imports. Of course, we opened it to fresh beef last fall. We had been importing cooked product prior to that for quite a long time. In 2016, on an annual basis, Brazil represented about 5% of our total imports. With the fresh imports allowed, we would expect that to grow some over time. But losing it in the short run is not a huge change in terms of any impacts it will have in the U.S. market as a result of that. And probably this won't last all that long. I would expect that we'll get this resolved relatively soon and that those product flows will continue once again.
Circling back around to this report and where we are on these cattle prices, this has been a down week on our live cattle market. The wholesale trade's been backing up some. How far do we fall from those highs we had a couple of weeks ago?
Well, we've come down fairly abruptly. I think the transition's been a little bit rough, but really that's a product of these markets probably staying stronger longer than we expected, sort of defying gravity, and then eventually it sort of collapses. So it was not a smooth transition. We've come down some. We'll probably go, a little bit lower down in below 120 here through the summer for the summer lows for these fed cattle prices. I think we have the ability to probably hold it to that level. It wouldn't have been too long ago we might have thought we would drop down to, 110 or below. I don't know that that's necessary at this point. So we'll have to kind of wait and see. And I think it probably will be under some seasonal pressure here for the next few weeks. But at the same time, I don't really expect the kind of dramatic drops we've had the last week or two. Having turned that corner into these summer lows, I think we'll probably see that smooth out a little bit, even though that seasonal pressure will continue here to, until we get into August and start thinking about sort of the second part of summer demand for Labor Day and that sort of thing.
Extension Livestock Market Economist, Dr. Darrell Peel. I'm Ron Hayes on the Oklahoma Farm Report.